We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with members of the Manhattan Public Library. Maddie Ogle, Development and Public Relations Coordinator, and Jennifer Bergen, Programs and Children's Services here at the library. We're going to talk a little bit more with Jennifer here about some of the programs there. You know, one of them is Teen Zone. Explain what Teen Zone is and how often they meet.
Sure. Teen Zone is an area in the library that was just created. We just opened it up in November, and it is a space that teens can go to. It's enclosed, so they can be a little noisier in there without disturbing other library patrons. We've got computers in there, games, Xbox, and Switch. Like, I don't play those games, so I don't remember the name of it. And we've got just really, like, comfy chairs and, like, booth seating. It's a place where kids can come and just hang out and feel like they have a place in the library. All of our young adult books are up in that area, too. So we have over 6,000 books in our young adult collection that they can check out.
So. Yeah, it looks really neat. And, you know, Grace, who is our the Teen Zone assistant, really does have a great relationship with a lot of the teens that come in, and we've been able to see her really just do extraordinary things for the Teen Zone since it's opened. She really has just a really good eye for making the presentation of it, but also making the space welcoming to all of our teens. And most recently, over the weekend, we saw that an article had came out by Emily Porter at the Manhattan Mercury focusing on the Teen Zone. It was actually called In the Zone. And it was a really neat article, showed a lot of the visuals of what the space actually looks like. And so I think even just seeing those photos is something that's really special. But definitely stop in and take a look at it. It's pretty special.
Well, and having a place for teenage kids, I imagine after school especially, is a great opportunity for them to just go be and maybe not get into trouble, you know, and all kinds of activities.
Yeah, they just need a place to kind of let go, let loose. They can charge their phones and chat with their friends, so they can, you know, use the computers to play Fortnite. Got a lot of that going on. But yeah, they need a chance to relax after putting in their hours at school.
Fortnite is a very popular game. Me and Dave have discussed this in the past, but I don't even understand the premise behind Fortnite, but apparently it's one of the most popular things.
That's what makes us old.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, so there's that. I know you have the some new bookmarks, I understand.
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
So in the month of September, during National Library Card Month, we hosted a bookmark contest, and we had over 160 submissions. So we had a lot ranging from preschool age all the way to adults, and it took us several judging rounds through participants of our staff and MLA friends, members, and we finally were able to narrow it down to the best one in each age group. So now we have 5 new bookmarks. So definitely stop in. They're really neat. I know that it was fun being able to give the call to the winners to say that their bookmark was chosen. But some very unique designs, and I think it just shows people's personalities and also their creative talents.
And who created these then?
So it's going to be we have a range of preschool all the way to adult. So we have, I believe, a second grader. We have a fourth grader. We have a 12th grader, an adult, and then someone in preschool.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
Well, as far as you know, all these opportunities for kids, I imagine there's a lot of opportunities for adults too. Do you guys have some adult programs held at the library during the coming months here?
Sure, we do. We have a lot of tech training options, so that's something that might interest adults who maybe got something new for Christmas, like a new tablet or something. They're wondering if they can get some help at the library on how to use it or download things. And we also have one-on-one tech training. We have a craft night for adults, which is the greatest thing about it, I think, is that it's free. So usually when you're an adult and you have to sign up and register to go to things, and it costs $20, $30. So you can come to the library. We have the supplies there. We're doing something in preparation for Valentine's Day. I think next Thursday night, it's where you nails into a piece of wood, and then you do the strings to make like a little design. So it's just like a fun, relaxing time. We also have two groups that meet called Yak and Yarn. So if you like to knit or crochet and you want to just meet some other people who like to do those things too, you can come and hang out.
So diversity in programming is very important to the Manhattan Public Libraries, I understand.
Yes. We try to, you know, we serve the public. We serve the needs of the whole community. So we're always looking for ways to educate and also provide what people are looking for, especially if they don't have the resources at home. So, you know, we just have high-speed internet access and Wi-Fi in the library. So if that's not something you can, you know, afford to do at your own home, or gosh, we have a ton of DVDs and Blu-rays that you can check out. So if you can't afford cable, Netflix, come to the library, check them out for free.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's a lot of good selection. I know we've taken advantage of that in the past. So lots of good stuff. What are some other items here that maybe you'd like to highlight?
I was just going to mention a couple other things that are really fun for kids coming up in February. We've got Harry Potter Book Night. And I like to call this the best night of the year at the library because it is just so much fun to do things related to Harry Potter. And it becomes, you know, like it has its own magic, even though we can't replicate the real magic of Harry Potter. So we've got, people will come dressed in costumes. We'll be taking pictures. We'll have a photo booth. We've got crafts. They're going to set up the auditorium so that you can visit the different Hogwarts houses like Gryffindor and Hufflepuff, and also the different classes like Herbology and Transfiguration, and just do different little things at them. We have a Quidditch pitch that we set up. Of course, it's not like real Quidditch, but, you know, it's just fun to run around with a broom and pretend like you're flying. One thing that we're adding this year that I don't think we've done in past Harry Potter book nights is we're going to let kids try butterbeer and chocolate frogs, which are two commonly referred to foods in the Harry Potter books. And if anyone is wondering, butterbeer is just cream soda with some butterscotch syrup. There's no beer in it.
Good to know. And when is that coming up again?
That is on February 7th. So it's a Thursday night. USD 383 does not have school, though, the next day. So hopefully kids can come and have a good time. It's from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And it's actually an international celebrated thing, Harry Potter Book Night. So we don't choose the date, but it's celebrated all over the globe.
Awesome. It's good to hear that Harry Potter is still popular all these years later. Do you still get a lot of kids who love to read those books?
Absolutely. It really has retained its popularity over time, and it's just still is so much fun. And also, I think because so many people have read it, kids can interact with their friends and other kids, but also their teachers and their parents and all these other people. They all know the books.
And obviously, the movies popularized as well, but the books, my wife's a huge Harry Potter fan. I haven't gotten into it as much, but I always hear the books better than the movies.
Oh, of course. The books are awesome. Some of the books are over 1,000 pages long, which is a huge accomplishment for a young kid. It was the longest book I had ever read when I read it. And so there's a lot more detail in the books than you're getting in the movies. And then there's also the audiobooks that are, the audio is done by Jim Dale, who does all these different voices for all of the crazy characters in Harry Potter. And so it's great to listen to in the car if you're going on a long trip.
Awesome.
Good times.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to that. That sounds like a lot of fun here. And again, if people need to know where you're located at, hours of operation, I guess if you want to spill that to us, you can.
Yeah. So we, the Manhattan Public Library, we are located at 629 Points Avenue. And hours of operation, you're looking at, we're pretty much open as much as we can be. With Monday through Thursday, it's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday is 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then we have select hours on the weekends, with Saturday
9 to 6,
mm-hmm. And Sunday 1 to 6. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep, we're trying to be open, and hopefully people can make use of the free Wi-Fi and lots of resources, both in-house and online.
Great. All kinds of fun stuff here. MHKLibrary.org for more information. Again, our guests, Maddie Ogle, Jennifer Bergen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that's going to do it here for In Focus on this Monday, January 14th. We'll have another version of In Focus tomorrow. Riley County government going to be highlighted. I believe Ron Wells will be on the show with us here tomorrow.
Saw Commissioner Wells the other day, and he said he's looking forward to joining us. So, yes, he verified through me that he was going to be coming in tomorrow. Next hour, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick will talk a lot about football. The game this afternoon, Wildcat Insider, Jeff Mitty, and Chiefs Kingdom all on the way tonight.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan.